This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, Chipper's here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Glad to have him back. First segment, we're going to talk about his trip to Italy, and I raised this question before. If you could travel to one country right now, somebody knocks on, Dave Harrigan knocks on your door. Knocks on your door, and he has airfare and hotel, and you get to go to a country of your choice for 10 days. Where are you going? Here are some of the picks so far, Chipper. Greenland. Oh, I mean, why not? Why not?
It's a great place.
Great place. It's going to be our 51st state. Mm-hmm. Or, well, no, I guess that'll be 52. Canada's 51.
That's right.
Ireland, Italy, Ireland, France. I'm a flight attendant. Been a lot of places. I would pick Italy. Okay. How long were you guys in Italy?
We were there 10 days, and I'm picking Italy every time. It was magical. Have you been, Chad?
Yes, once, and I'm with you 1,000%. It lived up to every speck of the hype, and I would love to go back, and I will somehow go back.
Yeah, we flew into Rome and did a couple days in Rome, did the Vatican, St. Peter's Basilica, and then the Colosseum, and those were great. I mean, you're... Mm-hmm. You know, your typical tourist things. Had some great food. Actually, Chris Finch, I did a kind of a upbeat profile of yeah. him before I left, and he'd given me a recommendation for a restaurant there, and did that, and it was fabulous. Of course, I mean, it was. But then we took the train up to Florence and spent 5 nights there, and I just love Florence.
Amazing,
I mean, it is.
Yep,
I would live there.
That
I would absolutely.
That
live
was
there.
My favorite, Florence. I'm with you, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, the thing I mean, you could walk everywhere, and the thing we enjoyed, we did a mix of kind of organized activities, and then just, you know, wake up and go wander and see what we see. But just for food, for lunch and dinner, they have all these alleyways behind, you know, the main squares, and you could walk down a dark alley and run into two of the best restaurants that seat 15 people, you know, that you
yes.
get the best pasta you've ever had. So we love doing that. And the culture, the architecture, everything about it was just, it blew us away.
Well, the architecture and the history. So I went on a trip through this radio station with Colette, and we were there for 10 days, and we were all over the place. And Rome and Milan and Venice and Florence and couple other places, and it's all, I felt like there's so much history to consume. These mm-hmm. churches and these museums and these exhibits and just places, and you're trying to remember all the stories, and they
yeah.
look stunning, and you're trying to see as much as you can, but not overwhelm your senses.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, okay, as a guy who loves red wine, oh, my God.
I know.
Just unbelievable. As a guy who loves pasta, unbelievable. As a person who loves to see places I never had a chance to go, the people, and again, it's not like 100% flawless, but most of the folks understand that so many people are coming there and get it and are accommodating and are interesting and fascinating, and it's amazing. It just is amazing.
It was. I mean, we did a number of activities. Like we took a pasta making class. I can't boil water at home. Like I'm a griller, but I don't cook. We took a pasta making class, and I was proud of myself. The chef thought I did a good job, and it was so much fun. Actually, there was like 20 people in there, and there was a family from Chaska that was there.
Really?
Yeah. But we did. Our favorite thing was there's a town about 20 minutes outside of Florence. And I apologize, I can't remember the name of, starts with an F, but it's up on the hill, so you overlook Florence. And it was just a guy who has a e-bike tour, and he has no more than four people, and it was just my wife and I, because we were the only ones that signed up for that day, and there's no other bike tours around there, so it was pretty authentic. And he took us through these Tuscan villages and the countryside where the olive trees are and the wine fields, and, I mean, it was 4 hours long. We stopped at this farm that had a winery on it, and you know, you had bread and cheese and tomatoes and wine for us. I mean, it was just it was authentic. And to hear this guy,
that's it,
take us by where he grew up. He took us by the house where he grew up, where he lives in this village, and he was so just genuine and authentic and passionate talking about the history. And he took us by the author that wrote Dante's Inferno and the trilogy there, the three books. He actually lived in this village for a time. And so, you know, it was that day was just so special for us. And like, we totally recommend it to anybody who wants to go there and have something that's different than just inside Florence.
I'll give you another city, Siena. On this trip,
we went there. We did that.
Oh, my God.
Siena. We did a day trip to Siena.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
And it's incredible. And that town square, Chip, if you told me, either my significant other or a couple friends or something, and I can't go to the major areas, right? I can't go to Rome. I can't go to Florence or Milan. I don't want to go to Milan. I'd be broke within 2 days, so I don't want to go there.
That's right.
I mean, any money, I'm done, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd hang out in Siena for a month, and I would be content every day. And the crazy part about Siena, well, there's many parts. I mean, Dan Cook here on the staff is the Bond expert.
Yeah.
Go watch the start of, what is it, Quantum Solace? Is that?
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum Solace. I'm sure you probably heard this, Chip. Twice a year,
yeah,
in the middle of the town square.
Yes, the horse race.
They have this horse race, and they divide the city up, I think, into
18.
Okay, 18 quadrants, okay.
Yeah.
And they get supposedly 30 to 40,000 people in the town square on the ground, and then up above on the churches and these colossus buildings, another, like, they're the suites, like 10,000 people. Okay. They bring each horse, all 18 horses, into this enormous church. They're blessed. Okay, they are blessed. And then this race takes place on cobblestone twice a year. And as a reminder, you are allowed to whip the other jockey and the other horses to try to win this race.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brutal. People gather for days. Then let's say it's number 14. Number 14 represents this part of Siena. All 50,000 then go to that area in Siena and have the party of the year.
Yeah. Our guide was great, tells me, because I was like I was thinking at first, like, this was in the old days. Like no. We do this every year.
Twice it happens.
They don't use saddles.
No.
And that's like, who does the jockey? And they say, well, a lot of times they try to find experts from outside to come in and ride the horses. But it's three laps, and she told us that – the horse can win without the jockey.
Yes, that is correct. That is
true. You don't have to be still on top of the horse to win. And if your horse wins, it is a huge deal if you're one of the 18. I can't remember the name of it. It's basically like neighborhoods, but they have a special name for it. But if your horse wins, it is a bragging rights of all bragging rights in that town for the next year. And like the winning horse, like they have the, you're right, they have this massive party and it goes into the church. Just fast in that square. I was trying to envision it. You know, it's three laps. She told us it's three laps around there. And she said people come like weeks in advance just to make sure they're there. And I can't even imagine what the housing would go for.
So I'd love to be there. I need to have the guy who's going to let me come in like with a half hour to go before the race.
That's right.
I got it. Where's my guy Tommy Tix who's going to have my tickets? Where's Hagen? Somehow Hagen will get his tickets. And but I'd love to just Google, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, the Siena, Italy horse race. It is stunning.
Yeah.
And you have to understand the history to it, the party to it. But there's certain things. Like I went on one when I was in college with my then closest friend. We did the backpack thing. We pulled it off for $25 a day. Wasn't la-di-da in any way. We stayed at one nice place, but everything else were cheap hotels and
hostels,
right?
Yeah.
We, Chip, I forget where we started, but we went 24 hours to Madrid to see bullfight. Okay, we just decided we had to see this, and we slept middle of the night at these train stations. We traversed multiple countries. I thought it didn't in any way live up to it. Now, the pageantry was stunning, how people were dressed, this Colosseum. But honestly, by the time the main matador came out there, that could have been me or you, because they had like five or six of the aspiring matadors who had the tough job. Are they the picadors? Is that what they're called, that they're jamming in the cranium of the bulls? So the first guy's got to do everything. By the time the main matador comes out there, Chip, he's, you know, the music's playing.
Yeah.
But it went on over. And I found it, I'm sorry, I just found it grotesque. Whereas Italy, I thought pretty much everything lived up to the hype. I really did.
I mean, you talk about the food. I mean, I can't tell you how many great meals we had. And that's what we're saying. Like, re-entry's been tough back here because I had to get used to not having wine for lunch. I kind of like their culture where you have wine for lunch. That was not bad.
Well,
I would highly recommend it to anyone. Like, put it on your bucket list.
Yes.
Take your significant other, because it's, I had high expectations going over there. And I told everybody, the one word I keep using is like, it was just magical. We had the time of our life.
I agree. I'm so glad you had it. That's great to hear, folks. If you can pull it off, do it. All right. Back with the Wolves, Twins, and Wild with Chipper here on CCO.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, let's talk about all three teams. Let's start with the Twins. Yeah, they won yesterday. But this is dreadful baseball going back to last year. Just dreadful. How long can Derek Falvey be patient? And I'm sorry, just sending Miranda down is not really that earth-shattering of a statement. He wasn't doing anything anyway. And then he acted like a numbskull and was safe and didn't pay any attention and was called out.
Yeah, it's one thing to be playing bad baseball, but it's another thing to lose your focus 2 weeks into the season. Right? You can't have that kind of mistake. That's like a mistake you see maybe in August when you're, you know, 20 games out. I don't know.
Or Little League.
Or Little League, yeah. I mean, they just can't hit. You know, the starting pitching here last week, it looks like they've given them some quality starts and give them a chance to win, but they just don't score. They got five yesterday. We'll see if they can build on that. You know, Buxton's hit a couple home runs here, but they just don't have enough guys given a professional at bats. And so they've got to find a way to and it's been like this, Chad. I know that we love the home run, right? But there's just been too much feast or famine. And I know
– And Rocco, you know, here and elsewhere, when it was right around, you know, the caravan and the big moves, we're going to take a different approach. We are going to not be so feast or famine. We're going to – I see no signs of that working.
No.
And, I mean, Correa –
I know.
Awful. Yeah. Just awful so far.
And you know, you can go up and down the lineup.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe a couple of guys will get hot and ignite everybody. But it's, you combine the just atrocious hitting and the way the pitching started early on and just the defensive lapses. And there's just, and Rocco used the word shock on Saturday, like you need to shock, do something that shocks them. And then I think that he's right that there's something missing. It's like there's a negative energy around this team and has been for a while that they need a jolt. And I don't know who gives it or how it comes or what form that looks like, but it's they need something to kind of wake them up because it's just.
Well, the normal jolts we know are what? You make a major trade.
Yeah, or you're fired.
Or you fire someone. Right?
Yeah.
And he is, and again, no matter if you're the manager in any town for a sustained period of time, you're going to get criticism. The smart baseball people I talk to think very highly of him. And I am absolutely not calling for it, but there have been smart baseball people fired before over and over again. And I personally, do I think it's too soon? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not too soon to say, okay, they finished 12-27. Now you're 5-11. We can do some math here. You're 17-38. That's gross.
Yeah, it's and this was when you take into account the way they collapsed last year, the epic collapse, right? Historic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything going on with the ownership sale and that falling through and not being as expedited as people would want. The last thing that this team could afford to do is get off to a really bad start, and here they are. Like, you're seeing it in attendance, right? All those
terrible
empty seats.
Yep.
We can't just blame it on weather.
No.
You can't just say it's
get
cold this April. You can't do that. That's excuse making. I think fans are saying, we're not buying it.
Nope,
you know,
they're not.
Whether it's the ownership or the product, they're not going to buy it.
Billy Guerin is on this show every other week, sometimes a little bit more during the season. When I asked him about the kid defenseman a couple weeks ago, I said, well, does he just play in regular season? And then you sit him off to the side, and Dave, you'll remember this. He goes, why would we do that? Why would we do that? I mean, it was like he was almost insulted that I said it. He's like, no, he's going to play, and I'm sure he's going to play in the playoffs. Right? And that was before they suffered the injury. So
yeah.
This is no surprise that Zeev, if everybody stayed healthy, was going to play, because Guerin was just like, no, these guys are just different. And, I mean, what did he play in that last game? Did he play
51 minutes or something?
51 minutes? I mean, I know it went overtime, but that's craziness. And I know they came back the other day, and they had the high-scoring game. I don't see how you realistically can have a lot of faith in what they're going to do against the better teams unless you just think they're obviously way better when they get their two best players back.
That's it, yeah.
You know, but they need other guys to stop playing like they've played the last couple months, because they no-showed against Calgary in a game that everyone was looking forward to as like this highly, highly anticipated game. And they got boat raced by a team that might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's and I was out there earlier this morning for Zeev. He did his, you know, his first practice, and I think he was on kind of cloud nine today. And he said he feels good physically after, you know, that Frozen Four. But so I would assume he's in the lineup tomorrow night.
John
Hines would say it, so I have to imagine he's going to play. But yeah, it's so weird, because I remember going out early in the season watching them, and you're like, man, this team is really fun and exciting, and the way they play. We weren't talking about Parisi Suter buyouts, even though that's still there. We weren't talking about any of that stuff. And then the injuries hit, and we hate talking about injuries as excuses, but it just totally disrupted this entire season. So I don't know what to make of this team going in. Obviously, having 97 back, you have a superstar, you have a chance, right? But it's like anything in the playoffs. What does it come down to? Goaltending.
Yeah.
Can Gus?
Well, and also these guys scoring. How many times have we sat here, or has anybody sat here during kind of the, even go back to the Parisi Suter and now in Guerin's run of, wow, goaltender played well, but they couldn't score goals. Goaltender played well, but couldn't score goals. You know, and so, I mean, when Eck all of a sudden scores four goals the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, to me, he's by far their second-best player. I just don't get out of here with Boldy. He's their guy. I actually like Brodin better than I like Boldy myself. So you're without the three best players. But then now Spurgeon's hurt. Does Middleton come back? And can they all snap their fingers and they're that team that was as good as any in the first 2 months? That just doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, you don't think you just flip a switch and once everybody's back, you got to have that chemistry and all that. Now, Spurgeon, hindsight today, that Spurgeon might play tomorrow. Middleton skated today. They were going to see how he felt afterwards to kind of gauge where he's at. But at least you're, you know, closer to whole now.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It gives you a chance, right? And so, you know, you feel better about where they are with Kirill and at coming back. And so, but again, it's not like even if you're all healthy, you got to have kind of your game in the right place. And so I don't know where they're at right now, but it is, you know, can't complain about it. You know, just have to try to get to find their game and get to where they were early in the season as fast as they can.
Now the Wolves. So they had some bizarre losses, but, you know, of late, they wanted a high level. They really did. And they avoided, you know, the playing games, which is something you should absolutely try to do. But if I was to rank the teams I would not want the Wolves to play, unless I was betting on them, I'd put Oklahoma City 1, and I'd put the Lakers 2. I really would. And I know, like Jim Pete was saying it to me off air again the other day and last week, that he likes how the Wolves match up against Oklahoma City even better than Lakers. Oklahoma City's been amazing all year. I just look at the size and the intelligence of Luka and LeBron. And Luka and LeBron and slowing it down and isolating guys. That, I think, is very concerning. Now, the Lakers don't have a soul to guard Ant unless they bring Vando in the game. And then when they bring Vando in the game, he shoots about as well as the two of us. You know, can Rudy play a ton against a team that really doesn't play a center? Because Gobert was, without a shred of doubt, the last, you know, 6 weeks, their best, second best player behind Ant. The Wolves have a lot of guys who played well late. I mean, Ant, Gobert, DiVincenzo, Conley, Nas. Nas played better last year.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the Lakers are invincible, but man, that you got to play a great team sometime. I would have preferred a couple of the great teams before the Lakers myself.
Yeah, because you got two superstars, right? And the thing about Luka is he can control the game with however he wants to play it, with the pace and with just what they have to do this year that they didn't do in the Western Conference Final. They have to make him play defense.
He can't just ISO him incessantly.
Yeah, he just sat in the lane and let Jaden shoot corner threes.
Correct.
And hope that he missed them. And like, that can't happen again. And I think Jaden being where he is this year versus last year, I think that is a bonus. And I agree with Nas. I think in X Factors, they need to get Nas to be back to where he was when he's playing well and making threes and giving him that really that scoring punch with that second wave. And so I think he's a big X Factor. But you're right when you're talking about matchups. This is a fascinating series, I think, in terms of matchup. Who guards who? How do you, how do you deploy Rudy?
Rudy and I'll give you Conley, too. Like, Rudy for sure. So is Rudy just going to guard Rui Hachimura? I mean, Jackson Hayes starts. He barely plays. He's irrelevant. Then Conley. Does Conley match up with Austin Reeves, who's turned into just a star this year?
Yeah, that's not a good
one. And how about Jaden? I'm just assuming I'm sitting there Saturday night, and Jaden, 4 minutes in the game, has two fouls. You know, can he avoid foul trouble here in the playoffs?
He draws Luka. And I was talking to Mike Graham, my colleague, today about this. Does Clark get more run this to try to go on Luka some, so you don't have to put Ant on him?
I just don't know. Big Luka is a big man. By the way, how is Ant defensive? I mean, are we going to watch Ant Garden LeBron? And again, Ant can be the best player in this series. He really can. And again, he can come up with a few of his dumb, inexplicable technical fouls now because he's got a little bit of time. Every year he's been in the playoffs, he's played better. If they're going to win, he has to be the best player in the series. He really does.
Yeah,
with those two guys in the series, by the way. Those other guys are pretty good.
Well, that's it. And I'm going to write about this later this week. But I think this is going to be a test of their emotional maturity because guess what? There's going to be some calls that go LeBron and Luka's way. It's just going to happen.
Really good point.
You can't get sidetracked and fall apart because of that. You can't let that, make you come unglued and you lose focus of what you're trying to do because it's just going to happen. You know it going in. And so this is going to be a real test of their emotional intelligence and not have, those outbursts or whatever that disrupt you or take you away from your own game. So I'm fascinated to see how that plays out too.
I'm glad you had an amazing time. Cherish those memories. We'll look forward to chatting with you. Enjoy the week. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, Star Tribune here on WCCO.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This was about Clapton, right? I think.
I don't know.
I think that might be the mythology of Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
And Eric Clapton, I believe. Okay, so in the last 24 hours, we had actually probably now would it be like 36 hours when this deranged individual broke into the mansion of the governor of Pennsylvania, tried to set it on fire, and tried to kill the governor, his wife, and children. Then today, we have an intruder attempting to break in to UnitedHealthcare. These are very, very visible places. Okay? Governor's Mansion and UnitedHealthcare. It seems like UnitedHealthcare, that security handled this very well.
Yes.
Right?
And they've bumped up security for obvious reasons.
Yep. And that will not be going down in any way.
I don't think so.
All right. Governor's Mansion, it's inexplicable. It's indefensible that this grotesque individual was able to get inside the governor's mansion. How is that possible? You know, I mean, do the 49 other governors need to look really, really closely? What's going on? Every governor should be looking again. And we talked a lot about the opening couple segments of this show where we've moved for some, and that some, by the way, is a big group of past strong, at times compelling, spirited arguments to, you are filth, you are disgusting, I detest you, I want harm towards you. That's how a lot of people view arguments and discourse. They want evil to happen to someone. I raised the Shapiro thing yesterday on Twitter right away. Sure, really happened. Donald Trump almost was killed in front of our eyes. How many texts did we, and I don't believe it was staged for one-tenth of a second. You know me, big Trump supporter. Not for one-tenth of a second. And how many texts did we get? Oh, no, it was staged. How comfortable are we when we're out in public in places with security nowadays? Do we need to reconsider that? I know we have the crime conversation. Let's add again, right now, Minneapolis, with some of the best crime numbers in 8-9 years. Doesn't mean they've completely turned the corner, and it sure as hell doesn't mean every place in Minneapolis is safe. But, I mean, again, seeing things on Twitter where I'm not going down to Target Field because it's not safe. Get out of here. If you're not going to a day game at Target Field on Saturday and Sunday afternoon because you don't think it's safe, you're not dealing with facts. Horrible things still happen in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts. But even when it's a low crowd, even when it's 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, you're safe in numbers. I'm not saying there'll never be any crime around the area, because that area, when there's not an event, should be way safer. Not as much. I'm going to move it past. Right around Target Center, Target Field, First Ave, O'Donovan's, I feel like it's safe. You know where I don't? When it gets to like 9th, 10th and Hennepin, I don't know what they're doing. Because I just talked to somebody who worked at the Byerly's over there. And that's a beautiful Byerly's and Lund's. And that individual was glad to get out of there because talked about all the crime in that area. That part of Minneapolis is an area that's not close to as safe as it should be. But we've had unstable individuals forever. We will, sadly. And maybe you might say I'm overreacting. I'm not. I'm more raising it as a question here, Dave. When you see UnitedHealthcare, after individuals lionized Luigi Mangione for an assassination of Brian Thompson, polling numbers of 30%, and you read the venom that is out there, and who knows how many attempts a Minneapolis to St. Paul police stop or other police departments all across the country or folks at the federal level. But it makes me think again on the security when there is so much animus all throughout the country. What do you, What do you have to say about that?
I go somewhere and I don't worry about safety.
I don't either.
And that's in large part because I've not had to worry about safety. I've perhaps been lucky that I haven't gone to an event, whether it's a ball game, concert, or just being out and had a problem. But it does happen. And yeah, I think at this point, I mean, specifically, if you talk about, you know, Josh Shapiro or any governor, how could you not take a once over of your security? And let's go beyond governors. If you're a state legislator,
absolutely.
If you're the Secretary of State, if you're, you know, if you have a public office, you know, even down to local offices, mayors and city councils, it has gotten out of control.
It is. And this is where people will confront individuals more often than not in a verbal way. And there's plenty of it that's reasonable. Okay. Even if it isn't just genuflecting, you're amazing, where I just want to raise this point. But a lot of it is ugly. A lot of it is confrontational. And I don't accept that. And I just worry when you have so many people who are just trying to live their lives while they're doing their job, some who I couldn't disagree with more, but not one thing should happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just worry about that. I worry about it when the conversation like this comes up. Now, when I'm walking downtown, when I go to events, am I going to not go because of it? No. And if somebody wants to say these are still one-offs, I'm going to say I don't think they're one-offs, but they're very notable because it's not once a month that we see somebody breaking into a governor's mansion. But how? It's not that uncommon where we read stories of well-known individuals where there's a stalking incident, and it's just more and more happening.
Yeah, and of course, 24-hour news, social media, all that, you know, we read about them, we hear about them constantly.
It's fair to say, are we ginning it up?
Well, that's just the thing. You know, are we ginning it up? Are we making more of a big deal about something than it actually is? You know, a security problem? It's also fair to say there's that many people hearing about this thing. You know, that's not a terrible idea. Maybe I should try that. You know, it can go both ways.
Yep. And again, I'm not going to change a speck of my life. I just, the anger in all areas shows no sign of ebbing. And we have a lot of brilliant people who stop a lot of attempts. It's just jarring to me. And again, back to UnitedHealthcare. And again, I bet everyone listening right now has some horrible healthcare story. But if because of that you're justifying a killing, you're just 100% wrong. It's 51 past 2. Jason's coming up next. We'll talk to Jason. A little bit Blue Origin. I want to revisit our conversation. I watched the whole thing. I'd do it in a second. Was it a publicity stunt? Sure. But when I go up, remember I was saying I'm claustrophobic? They were back and forth. Sign me up. I'm in.
If Katy Perry starts singing, though, I'm telling her to pipe down. Let me enjoy the view.
Yeah, I didn't need every screaming. Okay, I don't need all that. But I'm in. So, Bezos, give me a ring. I'll go next. I'll go to Stretch Lab repeatedly, over and over and over again. I have been since 2019. They didn't start with 11 locations, but they have 11 locations right now. They have trained specialists. You don't just walk in there, let's say I got a background in PT, okay, start working. No, you're trained extensively, many times by my friend Kevin. And you want to feel better, just everyday life. You want to feel better walking around. You want to feel better because you're going to start golfing. You don't want to call your buddy saying, my back hurts, I can't play. Or you want to say, hey, you know, that's 7-iron that went this far last year? Yeah. It's about a half club further because I'm going to Stretch Lab. You want to run a little bit and out of those hamstrings get back at you? You're young and you're playing sports. You're older and want to feel better. StretchLab.com helps you in all those ways. I'm a true believer, whether it's me, my friends, or my son, Quentin, with the health challenges he faces. They're great for everybody. Half off your first visit, StretchLab.com.